Hi everyone, it's Anna, and I am glad you've joined me for Practicing Freedom today. And it's kind of funny that I named it that. I don't know, it kind of feels weird saying, hi, you've joined me for Practicing Freedom. It's really just my heart. I'm just sharing my heart with you, so I guess I should have named it Anna's Heart. So anyway, I'm just going to jump right into it. Let's just dig right in and try to go deeper today. So first I'm going to pray. Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to connect via podcast, and we want to glorify you in every area of this time right now. So I pray you'd speak. I pray you would convict. I pray you would connect. Jesus, we just want more of you. We love you, Jesus. So I'm going to read a quote by Gandhi to start off our time today. Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. And your values become your destiny. I believe that's true. I'm going to take it and kind of just make it simple, real fast. What you choose to believe, if it is rooted in truth, will wreck your life. It will ruin you. If Jesus comes into your life, he changes everything you believe, and it will wreck you. He becomes your destiny. And that affects everything you do. Gandhi kind of has a formula here, which I think applies to a degree. And it makes sense in the natural world. But Jesus has something magnificent to bring to the table that is incomparable. It is not comparable to any formula. Yet our churches are giving formulas out left and right. And we need more of Jesus. We have sermons and teachings and so much to try to help people become better people. But how do we get back to Jesus? Because quite honestly, I don't care if you've been... You're not a Christian. I don't care if you have been a Christian your whole life or somewhere in between. It's always and forever going to be about getting back to him. And if you can discover his love in such an immense and beautiful way, you won't ever want to leave that place. You were designed by the designer Jesus. Therefore, any thought worth having, any word worth speaking, any action worth doing, any habit or value worth having, or destiny worth fulfilling, starts with him. He designed it so that we live, move, and breathe best when we are with him and in him. I'm going to read a scripture in... Matthew 11:30. This is Jesus talking. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You probably all know this. I'm just going to tell you for the sake of definition, bringing the definition to the table, but a yoke is a harness or frame connecting two animals. You know that this probably was something they saw pretty regularly in the fields, the farms areas of that time when Jesus was around. It has a meaning that it's used of something that represents a bond between two parties. So I'm going to reread that scripture given those two definitions. Come to me, all who labor, who are working hard to till the soil and grow fruit that is good. Come to me, all who are working hard and who are heavy laden, who carry a heavy weight, who are doing the hard work with lots of burden on them. And I will give you rest. I will restore you. Take my yoke or bond yourself to me and learn from me. If we have a yoke on each other and we are bound to one another, I will be gentle with you and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. It's like you're still working. You're with me. We're bound together and we're working together. But guess what? You're going to be resting. You're going to be restored. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So I will carry the weight for you. You will no longer be heavy laden. I will carry the weight for you. And you will no longer do the work alone. All who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He's coming alongside of us. All we have to do is choose him. So are you troubled today? Are you worried? Are you tired? Are you distracted with life and the demands that come your way? Are you sad? Are you mourning? He says, come to me. He's gentle with you. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Come to him today. Worship him for loving you well. Worship him for creating you and designing you. Worship him because he's worthy to be worshiped. That's what I'm going to end on today. And I love you all, and I'll see you at the next podcast.